So I'm here at the Heartlands Project at the eastern entrance. Now, people coming through this entrance will have an amazing sight, a crinkly wall. It's not just your normal garden hedge or something you put around your garden. It's a massive thing. It's been designed by Walter Jack. Just tell me, what will they see? What is this designed to express?
Well, what they'll see is it's about 100 tons of concrete. But for anybody who's looked at the marble sculptures in a museum or bronze sculptures in a museum, when you see the way that whoever's carved it has done the folds of fabric of a gown or a dress or something or other, which it always rather struck me, it looks a little bit like that. In other words, the face of the concrete is completely smooth, but absolutely waving in and out, very much like a piece of crumpled textile.
Actually producing this must have been a huge feat of engineering.
Well, it was, and it was also a risk, because nobody had ever done anything like this before. So we started out with a sheet of rubber, which we bought in Bristol, and a cement mixer in my back garden, and we tried it out, and it seemed to work. On a very small scale, it seemed to work. And then we worked up and up. We took lots of advice. We did lots of prototypes. And eventually we got to this 100-ton piece of work with enormous amounts of help from all sorts of people and experts and advice, because nobody had done it before, so we were feeling our way every step of the way.
And just tell me what you reckon this means in relation to the Heartlands Project, and what do you hope it'll mean to the people who see it?
Well, for me, it's about two things. It's about geology and the way that the geology here in Cornwall is, I think, one of the most varied and rich geologies of anywhere in the world, and hence its history of tin mining and the mining of other metal ores. So the pressures on this ground, the pressures on this deep granite, are huge, and it's those pressures that have produced all of these metals and minerals. So there's all of that, and there's the fact that the story of Heartlands is an underground story, the story of people digging down almost a mile into the granite. So it's an underground story and a story of geological pressure. And this is about geological pressure, because at one end of the wall...
We're moving along.
Move along the wall. At this end of the wall...
Yes.
It's, what is it, 3 or 4 metres tall.
Okay, here we go.
3 metres tall.
Yep.
And it's fairly flat. As you move along the wall, and we could walk along the 25 metres to the other end, it becomes increasingly crumpled. And that's because the rubber is the same height everywhere. Here, it's hanging fairly much like a curtain. But as you move around, it becomes more and more compressed. And obviously, that's when you look at those, sometimes you see where they've done a cutting for a road or something. You see the geology, you see these crumpled pressures over the millennia on the landscape. So that's one of the things that we were trying to put across, that this wall is being crushed down. And that's exactly what we did with the rubber sheet before we poured the concrete. The other thing that interests us is about making process, because one of the feelings that I have is, as a maker, seeing things made is an awful lot more interesting than looking at made things. So if you see glass blowing happening, that's pretty fantastic. Seeing blown glass stuff in gift shops doesn't do an awful lot for me, but seeing the work being done does. And so, particularly with concrete things don't tend to excite people very much. It's seen as it's a byword for deadness, for heaviness, for lack of movement, I suppose. And yet concrete is a liquid. In its process, it's a sloppy liquid, like water falling over a waterfall. So we wondered if we could keep some of that sense of fluidity, of softness, of movement in a finished concrete work that is in the concrete process.
And people will be able to actually see this for themselves by the end of October this month.
See it and touch it.